Prayer with fasting, listen closely, can build our faith. Well, I just don't have the faith. Well, listen, pray with fasting. First, pray. Part of prayer is always meditating on God's word. Pray and meditate on God's word with fasting, and it can build our faith and enable us to conquer sin, sickness, disease, failure, poverty, depression, inferiority. And instead of just laying down and saying, oh my God, I'm dying, let's go after the devil. Get into the word, pray, and fast. Don't give in to him. Fight back with the weapons that the Lord has given you. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And part of those weapons is praying and meditating on the word. That's what we're told to do. And fasting. And being in church with God's people so they can pray over you. Today I want to challenge every one of you to make fasting a lifestyle by taking one of these 90-day fast cards, fold it and put it in your wallet or somewhere where you can have it with you at all times, and fast with me throughout the year, 2023. I fast every Monday, except one. I give myself one Monday off so I can eat if I want to. I normally don't want to, but one Monday off, and then once a month, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I do not believe there'd be a church here if I hadn't done that, hadn't been doing it. I mean, the demons and devils of hell really come after you, boy, when you're doing God's work. And you need to be fasted up, prayed up, churched up, read up, fired up, ready for a fight. Can you say amen? Well, when's the devil going to leave me alone? When you get to heaven. And not until. And so you fight and win and grin. Can you say amen? Amen. Starting right now, one day, that's the way I really started. I didn't start out with a 40-day fast. This is how I learned to fast. I started one meal, then went to one day, and did that for a while. And by the time I came here, I was beginning to expand out and do Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then I started doing some long fasts right at the beginning of the year, 21 days, and then over a period of time went to 40 days. Start out by joining me every Monday. Amen. Amen. People in the Bible use prayer with fasting to receive miracles and revelation. I just want to show you, if they did it, you can do it. 1 Corinthians 10:11. Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction. The Bible is full of people winning their battles through prayer with fasting. The stories about fasting in the Old Testament were written to let us know fasting works. Now listen to this, Romans 15:4. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures to build our faith, so to speak, we might have hope. These stories also show how powerful fasting really was in the life of God's people, in God's people's lives. If God's people in the Old Testament won their battles through prayer with fasting, it says these stories about these things were written for our learning. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God, will all the men and women of God raise your hand? So that the men and women of God in this room and watching by live stream may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Otherwise, you're not going to be thoroughly equipped for every good work if you do not go by the teachings of God's Holy Scripture. Interesting. All Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable. When he said that, what Scripture did they have? Just the Old Testament. Well, it's in the Old Testament. I don't have to do it. Somebody has really trained you incorrectly. It is true that Jesus fulfilled the legalism of the law, but he didn't do away with anything. He just fulfilled it. And every promise and every teaching there, including tithing, by the way, is for you. Tithing is a promise. Fasting comes with a promise. Prayer comes with a promise throughout the whole Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 again, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. And when he wrote that, the only Scripture they had was the Old Testament. Of course, now we have the New as well, and we need to really live by the New and know that the Old is our example. I need another amen right there. Amen. Prayer with fasting is a part of getting oneself equipped for every good work. The Scripture was given so that the man of God might just ignore it and leave it on the coffee table so it could collect dirt, dust. That's what most Christians do. It's not what it says. So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. You see, the Bible shows that fasting produces great miracle working men and women of God. Not just produces miracles, it produces men and women of God that operate in the miracle power of God. Paul says that, he says, I'm in fastings often, and the Bible says God used him to work extraordinary miracles. He was greatly used of God, but he practiced the Word of God. Praying over the Word with fasting produces miracle working faith. I told about my first 3-day fasting in Lexington. I went down to Appalachian Mountains. You've heard this, but this is where I really began to realize the value of fasting. I came back to Lexington, and it wasn't a fun experience because I got very sick, but I prayed through it, you know, and got back. I didn't know how to fast. I do now, and I'm teaching you, so hopefully you won't have to learn the way I did. And I came back, and I heard that Steve Urey had been to the doctor, and the doctor told him he was going to lose, I think it was his right eye. And I grabbed the bottle of oil and went out to the farm where they lived, laid my hands on him, prayed for him, anointed him with oil, and God totally healed him almost instantly. He said, I can see better. I can see better right now. And his eye was totally healed. He went back to the doctor. He told the doctor, Doctor, God healed me. And he said, son, he must have. That's all I can say is he must have because your eye's healed. Amen. Well, I don't know if I can fast. Do you want the miracle of power of God in your life? You don't have to be a fanatic about it. Just do what God tells you to do and he'll help you do it. Fasting moves the heart of God, Deuteronomy 9:16. And I looked, and behold, ye had sinned against the Lord your God, and had made you a molten calf. Ye had turned aside quickly out of the way which the Lord had commanded you. You see, America has turned from the Word of God to secular humanism. This is why America is being destroyed, not global warming. What's destroying America is all the babies we're murdering and all the adults we're murdering and all the people's being raped and all the violence. That's what's destroying America. Global warming is doing nothing compared to that. And I fell down before the Lord as at the first. But you see, sinners, God always have a distraction. Well, it's this, it's that. No, it's your sin, it's your rebellion. This, and that's why some people don't like preaching, is because a real preacher is going to say it like it is, because he's going to wind up in big trouble with God if he doesn't. I'm afraid of God a lot more than I'm afraid of people. This is destroying America. And I fell down before the Lord, this is Moses, as at the first, 40 days and 40 nights I did neither eat bread nor drink water. Because all your sins which you sin in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger, said he was going to destroy you because of your sins. And I'm telling you right now, God is going to eventually allow the United States of America to be totally destroyed, annihilated, wiped out, if God's people don't stand up and save this thing. Amen. You say, I don't believe it. Well, once you're blown to bits, you will, except you'll be gone. Spirit man will still be around, but your body won't. Can you say amen? They created a golden calf and gave it credit for bringing them out of Egypt. Isn't that just the way Americans are? They will not give God credit for anything. Psalm 106, verse 23, therefore he said that he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen, what did he say, had not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in the breach. In other words, God's wrath was turned from destroying Israel because of one man fasting. This was written, for example, I believe there's enough of us fasting and praying, if we'll take this serious and believe it, we can help turn America back in the right direction, back to God, back to the Bible, back to the truth, back to being good Samaritans instead of good ripoff artists. Psalm 106, verse 23, therefore he said that he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in the breach to turn away their wrath, lest he should destroy them. Moses said, I fasted 40 days, bread and water 40 days and nights. He fasted water. That means he had to be ordained of God. You can't go more than about 3, maybe 4 days without water, and you're done. I fasted once for about 3 days, food and water, and it was good. I'd like to try it again. I haven't, though, but yeah, you can do it. But it's tough. You can't even take a drink of water. Moses saved his nation through prayer with fasting. Moses moved the heart of God. I believe we can move the heart of God to save America as Moses did to save Israel. A lifestyle of fasting can change your life and even change the place you live. We criticize America for all kinds of things, but this is our home. This is where we live. Sooner or later, we're going to have to step up and help fix it instead of criticizing everybody. Fasting helps enable us to hear from God. Calling a church fast can help the people hear from God in their own private lives and their businesses. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 3, Jehoshaphat was afraid and turned his attention to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. When they got in trouble, they were facing three great armies. They were totally outnumbered. They had no hope of winning. They didn't panic and go into fear. They turned to prayer and fasting. This was written, for example. Jehoshaphat was afraid and turned his attention to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Then in the midst of the assembly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, verse 15, and he said, listen, all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the king and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. When the king called a big fast, God gave them a word. You don't have to worry about this because this is not your battle. I've taken it on as my own personal battle. America has some real enemies, in case you haven't been paying attention. North Korea is developing the ability, and probably already has it, to take out some of our biggest cities in a second, or just a few seconds. Russia, for the first time in my lifetime, I've lived under a nuclear threat my whole life. I remember going to the Shannon Village, and 3 miles from our house, we lived on the farm, big cotton mill there, and so a lot of people lived in that village because they worked in the cotton mill. And I remember going through there, and people were digging big holes in the front yard and backyard, building bomb shelters. Because everybody so afraid of a nuclear war. And then finally somebody says, well, we have a nuclear war, and everybody's gone, and you're in your bomb shelter, and you come out, you're still going to face radiation, and there ain't not going to be anybody else here, so why worry about it? So they quit. they quit digging their bomb shelters. Can you say amen? But I've lived under that threat my whole life, but I've never seen one of these nations actually threaten us with nukes until now. I'm telling you, there's never been a time when nations developed weapons they did not use. Everybody talking about global warming. Well, you better get a little more concerned about a more immediate thing. Somebody say amen. The devil's utilized stuff to distract us from the real problem. Do not be afraid of the nightmare you're facing is what God was telling Jehoshaphat and all of his people. Tomorrow, now notice this word went to all the people, not just Jehoshaphat. Everyone that's participating in that fast heard it. Tomorrow, go down against them. And so as a result of their prayer with fasting, God gave them a word. And most of the great words God has given me, I was praying and fasting, meditating on the word, or he gave it to me right after the fast. Matthew 8, 16 and 17 came in the middle of a three-day fast. As a result of their prayers and fasting, God gave them this word. Verse 22, when they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who have come against Judah. So they were routed. I've heard people say, see there, when people start praising God, great miracles happen. That's not the way it was. They were praising God because they fasted and prayed and sought God till he gave them a happy word. When they got the happy word, then they started praising God. Just praising God alone did not bring any miracle at all. And that's what a lot of people want to do. They'll show up in church and dance around and praise God and expect God to work miracles without when you give and when you pray and when you fast. Don't work. Because it says, be a doer of the word. Not putting down praise and worship. I'm just saying it's a part of it, but it's not all of it. It'd be very difficult for me to preach without this praise team. I mean, they're fantastic. Can you say amen? And it really helps when you all join in and worship God too. It creates an atmosphere where the word can, where the seed can be planted. I'm not putting anything down except people who put fasting and praying down. When we get victory in our hearts, we can march to the battle with singing and praise, knowing we've already won it. And that's what I try to do every time I'm faced with a threatening situation. If it's my health, not his health, kids' health, or if it's some financial threat to our family or some threat toward the church, my habit, my goal, my purpose is to fast and pray and get a necessary amount of people fasting and praying until we get the victory, and then you march into the battle grinning. You've already won it. You can do it too, individually. And if you need a prayer partner, find you one. That's why you need to show up some of these fellowships and be sure you make some good friends, that are good godly friends that pray. Don't make a friend out of a gossip. Make a friend out of somebody that will pray you through. Somebody say amen. Amen. They thank God for the promise of victory with singing and praise, but they still had to act on the word. It says, go down to the battle. So they go down to the battle. Even though they knew they'd already won, they still had to show up. You got to show up. Yes. Faith without action is dead. If you believe you have the victory, you're going to show up. Verse 23, they, the enemy, helped to destroy one another. In response to prayer with fasting, God gave them the victory. When they acted in faith, the Lord set ambushes against the enemy and they killed each other. By the time Jehoshaphat and his people got there, the enemy was all dead. We need to deal with Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, and the Marxists and the communists with prayer and fasting. Can you say amen? God can send a spirit of confusion there and cause them getting to fight with each other, wipe each other out, and we can sit back and grin. Amen. I pray almost every day that God would send a spirit of confusion into the Chinese Communist Party and cause them to wind up destroying themselves. Ezra chapter 8, verse 21, God's people can fast for protection. And if you haven't been paying attention, there was 10 killed last night in California in a mass shooting, 10 people killed. Well, I don't need to fast and pray. If you want the angels of God watching over you, you may want to do what the Bible says to do. what Jesus said to do when you give and when you pray and when you fast. I can't make you do it, and I'm not going to condemn you if you don't do it, but I can lay it out, and you and Jesus got to decide what you're going to do. Amen. Here he's, Ezra says, then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from him a safe journey for us and our little ones and for all of our possessions. We fasted and prayed that God will give us a safe journey and protect us from thieves and bandits along the way. That's what he was concerned about. I've told you many times that they use fasting to humble themselves. When it says they humble themselves, it almost always means fasting, and there it says it. There it says it. Then I proclaimed a fast that we might humble ourselves. And it says other places too. I think I got another one here somewhere. That we might humble ourselves. So we fasted and sought our God concerning this matter, and he listened to our entreaty. When they fasted and prayed for protection, God listened. Do you pray for God to protect your house, your home, your job, your career? When you send your kids off to school, do you lay hands on and pray that God will protect them, keep them safe and well? You better. Every morning my kids are leaving for school, and I pray it now even though they're grown and gone. I still pray every day, Lord, give your angels charge over them, bless and protect them and keep them. Give them favor with other young people, and give them favor with those in authority over them. And protect them. Here's your example. That's what they did. And he says, for our little ones. Is that what it says? Humbled ourselves before our God to seek from him a safe journey for us, our little ones, and all our possessions, our babies, our children. Lord, protect them. We live in hostile days just as bad as these folks were traveling through. Not trying to scare anybody. But I want us to know what we need to be doing. Verse 31, and the hand of our God was over us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy. He delivered us from the bandits. There may be somebody planning to steal your car right now. You need to pray that God protects you from the bandits. Instead of they're sitting there thinking I'm crazy, you better pay attention. After somebody's got you down, beating you to death, it's too late to start praying then. I mean, if you don't already know how to pray within, you're not going to make it. Verse 31, and the hand of our God was over us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy. He protected them from thieves and bandits and the ambushes by the way. That scripture, by the way. And the hand of our God was over us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy. From the hand of the enemy, which were the bandits and thieves along the way. They were traveling to Jerusalem to help build, I think he was helping build the temple. And they were taking a trip there, and there's bandits and all kind of thieves along the way. And they said, Lord, protect us. He could have asked for soldiers, but he went to the king and bragged about how God always protects them. And then he was embarrassed to ask for soldiers. So instead of asking for soldiers, God, I'm just going to trust you because I don't want to go back in there and tell him I need soldiers after I bragged about you protecting us. Verse 5, fasting enables God's people to win in spiritual warfare. Daniel chapter 10, verse 2, at that time I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks. I ate no choice food. Now this is something everybody can do. I ate no choice food, no meat or wine touched my lips, and I used no lotions at all until the 3 weeks were over. For 3 weeks, he fasted and prayed and sought the face of God. He was eating some food, but in his other times, Daniel fasted full food. I read one of those the other day, but this time he did a partial fast. Fast is all of his favorite food. Now, some people do a fast and they fast watermelon. You can't even get watermelon at this time of the year. You want to fast stuff that's going to make a difference. Here's what I think is a good fast for a country boy. Only buttermilk and cornbread. That's a good Daniel's fast. Some of you'd rather just do a full food fast. I'm kidding you. Verse 12. Then he, the angel, continued, "Do not be afraid, Daniel. Listen, since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard the first day, and I have come in response to them." You say, "Well, I've been praying all this time, and I ain't heard a thing." God heard you the first day. This shows you there's demonic spirits working to hinder the angels on the way with your answer. I'm just reading it. What did it say at the beginning? The Old Testament is given for our learning. These things going around you, you don't see. "Well, I don't believe in that stuff." Well, just sit around and let them kill you. That's your business. But I found out there is a real demonic world, and Jesus said, "I give you authority." And it says, "Resist the devil, he'll run from you." What does that mean? Your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. What does that mean? It means there's problems out there you can't see. Then he, the angel, continued, "Do not be afraid, Daniel, since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself." There it is again. What was he doing? He's humbling himself with fasting. Y'all impressed yet? Then he continued, "Do not be afraid, Daniel, since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding." He was praying for understanding. I mean, it's okay to pray for wisdom and understanding and direction for your life. "And to humble yourself with fasting before your God, your words were heard the first day, and I have come in response to them." An angel came in response to prayer with fasting. You see, this shows God's approval on praying and fasting. An angel showed up to help Daniel, verse 13, "But the prince of the Persian kingdom, the demon over Persia, resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia." You see, the minute Daniel began to pray, God heard his prayer and sent an angel. However, a demonic prince tried to stop the angel from reaching Daniel. See, this is spiritual warfare. That's what I call spiritual warfare. You don't even see it, you know. But you pray until you get victory. Can you say amen? Then Daniel began to pray. When Daniel began to pray, the angels were activated, and so were the demons to stop them. And I'm just reading it. You can say, "Oh, I don't believe that." Well, I do believe it. When the first angel was engaged in spiritual warfare, a more powerful angel was sent by God to help him make it reach Daniel. And Daniel did not give up. He kept praying and fasting for 21 days. That's sort of where we get the number, 21-day fast. And I'm expecting God to do some great things tonight. Amen. Well, we've been fasting all this time, and I don't see anything I prayed for. Well, let's give it a little more time. Let's trust God. It's called faith. It's called believing God. You see, the angels won the battle, and Daniel got his answer. Prayer with fasting and enables you and me to win in spiritual warfare. We can defeat the evil forces, depression, oppression, and fear and doubt, all kind of things tormenting us. We can win through praying and fasting. We can defeat the evil forces trying to destroy us in various ways. You know, a lot of divorces happen just because the spirit of strife comes into the family. You can pray and fast, take authority over that thing, and save your marriage. How do I know that? Very often I've been the one to have the spirit of strife, and I pray I get that thing off of me. Can you say amen? There are things happening around us we do not see. Prayer, fasting, meditating on the word can help us to win those battles. Fasting enabled God's people to defeat their enemies. Esther, you ever heard of Esther? Chapter 3, verse 13. Look at this. "And letters were sent by courier." Now, the example is when they had a big problem, they responded with prayer and fasting. That don't mean they didn't do anything else. They still had to go down to the battle, but they won the battle before they got to the battle. And that's what I try to do with every problem or difficult situation I fast, get in the prayer closet. I have a lifestyle of fasting, so I don't have to fast every time. I've already done that. I get in the prayer closet, meditate on the word until I win, and then I come out grinning and go to the problem as I need to, confident. I've already won. And letters were sent. You got to hurry. And letters were sent by couriers to all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to annihilate all the Jews. How do you solve your problems? Well, don't you see how Esther and Mordecai solved their problem? Hannah hated the Jews because of Mordecai. So he decided to have them all put to death. Mordecai would not bow. Haman was a prince, and when he came by, Jews would not bow to anybody except God. So Haman got really mad, said, I'm going to kill every one of these people. He even built a 50-foot gallows just to hang Mordecai on. But Mordecai asked for Queen Esther's help. The king had married Esther. She was the queen. But she still believed in solving her problems with prayer and fasting. Esther, chapter 4, verse 15. Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai. Here's the big plan I've got, Mordecai. Go assemble all the Jews who are found in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days and 3 days, night or day. Do not eat or drink 3 days, night or day. And I and my maidens also will fast in the same way. This queen called a fast for all the Jews. Why? She knew that fasting works. Jews knew fasting works. That's why they did it. Esther did not call a Daniel's fast. She called a complete food fast and water fast. In 3 days, as I already said, that's about as far as you should even try to go with fasting water. And thus I will go to the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. The law was anyone who came in the king's presence without him calling for them, they got their heads chopped off. They were executed. And she knew if she went in there without permission, queen or not, she could die. She said, but if y'all fast and pray for me, I have enough confidence in God. If we fast and pray, I'll be okay. So I'll go in if you agree to this. So they did that. Esther said, the only thing that can save us is seeking God through prayer and fasting. So Mordecai went away and did just as Esther had commanded. Esther and God's people believed in prayer with fasting, and so that's what they did. After they fasted and prayed 3 days, Esther went before the king, and she was received. She didn't die. Amen. You see, we can win using prayer with fasting. Esther and the Jews won over evil Haman by praying and fasting. Fasting can open up the wisdom of God. I believe God gave her wisdom after they started fasting and praying. And look what she did. The queen invited the king and Haman to two banquets. At the second banquet, she told the king what wicked Haman had done, and was doing to destroy her people. Nobody knew she was a Jew. Okay, and when the king found out that Haman was trying to kill a Jew and kill the Jews and she was Jews, oh, he went ballistic. The king became very angry. Esther, chapter 7, verse 9. I know I'm running out of time, so I'm trying to talk fast. It's not working out very well. Okay. The king said, hang him on it. Hang him on what? Verse 10, so they hanged Haman on the gallows he had prepared for his enemy Mordecai. You better watch out, messing with God's people. You may get hung on the gallows you're building for them. Okay. Esther is the Old Testament example of how a woman can receive victory and deliverance. Dottie went to the doctor when our kids were small, around 91, 92. Dr. Rick Mays. He didn't believe in healing back then like he does now. And so she had a heart valve problem. And he says, Dottie, you could drop dead. You need to get to a specialist right now and have that checked out. She came and told me, and we're we did this fast, and we fasted and prayed and believed God to heal her and to give us wisdom what he wanted us to do. And during that time, God spoke to Dottie and said, I've healed your heart, spoke to me. I felt like the same thing, it healed her heart. And I said, well, you go back to Dr. Mays, let him check you and see if that valve is working properly. She went back, the valve was working properly, and that was 92. She hadn't had another problem since. And don't think you're going to talk me out of praying and fasting. You're about 40-something years too late. And so I have a wife because of that. Hey, thank you, Jesus. You get a good thing, you want to keep it. Can you say amen? Believe the word, speak the word, and act on the word. Isaiah 58:8. When we fast for the right reasons, here's what it says, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you. Verse 9, then you will call and the Lord will answer, and you will cry for help and he'll say, here am I. See, this says if we fast for the right reasons, our healing will quickly appear. Let's all sing.